It became very clear to me about 2 in the morning when we lost our state office complex and we had Vermonters drowning in rivers that this was something that was much bigger than Vermont had ever seen before and that we were really facing a very tough challenge.
How did you find out that it was such a huge disaster?
Irene moved from south to north, and it started hitting in the Brattleboro area where I was born and raised, the Bennington area, late that afternoon. So my brother started sending me photos of what where I grew up looked like in Westminster West, and I'd never seen anything like it. So I knew that the south was in deep, deep trouble. Obviously, at that point, I didn't know it was going to go statewide.
When you first saw some of the damage and such, what were your initial thoughts?
I think I was as frightened and as concerned as all Vermonters. It was just absolutely unprecedented to see, you know, 11, 12 inches of rain being dumped on communities in a few hours and little teeny brooks turn into gushing white rivers. It was just an extraordinary thing to watch and, frankly, incredibly frightening.
You were able to see some of the damage from perspectives that average Vermonters couldn't necessarily see it from. You were able to take a view of it from helicopters. Does it give you more of a resolve to do something? What thoughts go through your mind?
You know, you just go into a recovery mode, a rescue mode. But what really struck me was that I kept touching down with General Doobie and community after community in Vermont where total devastation, houses washed down, brooks and rivers, folks standing outside of their former homes. And what really was so empowering was that the approach of Vermonters, and I think you'd only find this in Vermont, was that they kept saying, you know, I lost my house, I lost my belongings, but my neighbor has it even worse, and I've got to go help them. And that's what kept us going week after week after week as we dug our way out. Seeing day after day people helping out total strangers, giving them everything they had left on their backs because they thought that they were in tougher shape than this particular individual found themselves in, was really the spirit of the recovery. And the fact that we rebuilt so quickly, that we got people back on their feet so quickly, was really a tribute to the spirit of Vermonters and our ability to say to strangers, neighbors, friends, we're all in this together, and we're going to build and rebuild better than the way this Irene found us, and we're going to make something good out of extraordinary tragedy.
Governor Shumlin, you mentioned that the state rebuilt quickly, but the state is still recovering. You're still getting money from the federal government. You're still working on the state office complex and the aftermath there. What are the biggest projects that are yet to be completed?
Well, first we have to remember that not everybody's back on their feet, particularly business people who had to go into debt, individuals who had to go into debt to put their houses back together, and let's not forget the 6 families who lost their loved ones in this storm. So we'll never be back. But the point that I find so remarkable is that, you know, we still have huge challenges ahead, rebuilding the state office complex, getting folks back on their feet, but we're 98% there in terms of having a plan, having the resources, and knowing that we've got to rebuild better, stronger, and smarter for the next time we get a climate change-induced storm like Irene. And sure, we have challenges. We've got construction to do. We've got a lot of work to do. But the pieces are in place for a full recovery, and that's pretty extraordinary.
How has what you've learned since Irene helped in subsequent storms?
As you know, we've been dealing with more storms since Irene, not as severe, but all water-related. And I think what we've learned is that the best preparation is to ensure that you have the infrastructure in place to deal with it immediately when it hits. And, you know, we had been living in a state where we really hadn't dealt with major flooding in a long, long time. Now we seem to get it every 3 or 4 months in one region of the state or another because of the change in climate. So we're better prepared, we're smarter about how to deal with it immediately, and we're rebuilding smarter, bigger culverts, higher bridges, higher foundations, not rebuilding in floodplains where we'd always sort of thought we could get away with building in the past. I mean, we've learned some extraordinary lessons in this state, and we'll continue to learn them as we move forward.
Have you gotten enough help from the federal government?
Absolutely. The federal government's been extraordinary, from President Obama to Vermont's congressional delegation. when we get all done with this, I expect we'll have between $800 and $900 million to help this little state dig our way out. And the good news is we're using it in a very smart way. We're building roads faster, more efficiently, with less bureaucracy. We're rebuilding state office buildings and structures, a new state hospital, more energy efficient, better able to serve clients. So we're really trying to take every single dollar and spend it in Vermont's tradition of frugality and common sense.
Governor Shumlin, when Tropical Storm Irene hit Vermont, you had been governor less than a year. How did it change your perspective of the office?
What really it did for me was make me realize the hard way how awesome this responsibility is and how difficult it can be to turn to folks who lose everything, who have really just been totally devastated, and help them recognize that while we can't put back what they've lost, what government can do is make sure that we're there to get them as whole as we can possibly make them. And that's what we did as a state.
Peter Shumlin, when will Vermont know that it has fully recovered from Irene, or will it ever know?
You know, I see Irene as part of a larger challenge that politicians don't like to talk about. Because of our fossil fuel use and what we've done to the planet, Irene really is just a warning of what lies ahead for us. And we've got politicians in Washington still denying that climate change exists. And the bottom line is that we as a state and as a country and as a planet have to adapt to both the damage that we've done, but turn that into an opportunity for jobs as we move from an oil-driven economy to one that powers the earth in more responsible ways. And I think that's the lesson for all of us.